Routine operation of small drones for commercial or civilian purposes have clearance for takeoff. The Federal Aviation Administration Tuesday finalized rules to replace the previous case-by-case assessment of drone uses. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
During fishing and clamming seasons, the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife sends up a pilot and observer in a small plane around twice a week to count sportsmen and monitor the harvest.
Okay. Yeah, I see one in the bow of their boat as well.
Good enough.
So that's a confirmed shrimper. And
flying low and slow with a manned aircraft is costly and a little bit risky. But state fish and wildlife tech guru Jake Shapley says the FAA requirement that drones stay within the pilot's line of sight limits the range of this potential replacement.
You know, at this point, until regulation opens up and we're able to be able to fly those routes, we're obviously just in a wait-and-see mode. However, we know it's going to happen eventually.
Oregon's Department of Fish and Wildlife has acquired a small fleet of quadcopter drones to do habitat and big game surveys. The flight permit requires them to stay within the operator site and fly no more than a mile away. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.